Hi there. The word for you today is on how to accomplish great things. In Nehemiah 1 verse 4 we read, "When I heard these things, I sat down and wept." In spite of the impossible odds and the implacable enemies he faced, Nehemiah rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem amazingly in just 52 short days. Incredible accomplishment. And he wasn't even a builder. He was a waiter in the palace of King Artaxerxes, a heathen monarch. Robert Goddard said, and I quote, "It's difficult to say what's impossible, for the dream of yesterday is the hope of today and the reality of tomorrow. So before you say, it can't be done, or I don't have the qualifications, take a few minutes and examine Nehemiah's story, filled with great lessons. In fact, that's what we're going to do for the next few days. Now, the first lesson you learn from this man's story is, you must find a need that moves you. Listen to what it says. "They said to me, 'The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire.' When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before God." What did Nehemiah fast and pray for? Listen to it. Verse 11, "Give your servant success." When you find a need that moves you to tears and causes you to say, "Something's got to be done about this," the chances are God may be calling you to do something about it. You may be a leader like Nehemiah, or you may simply be one of the followers who helped him. Either way, when God stirs your heart about a need, he's calling you to get involved, to take action. If you're willing to say yes, you know what he'll do? He'll place all the resources of heaven at your disposal. When your heart says, "This is what I was born to do," you may have found your life's vision. Think about it.